This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly box beef trade for a week ending February 28th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at $247.58, which was $7.27 higher. There were only 590 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, and it was about 10% of the total volume. The comprehensive, or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all the different types of sales, including that daily spot cutout, was at $242.63, which was $2.86 higher. There were 5,872 loads sold, which was 773 loads lower than the previous week, and the lowest non-holiday week in well over a year. The formula sales were at 3,318 loads, which was only 29 loads lower than last week and over 56% of the total loads sold. Last week we had a slightly higher prices and sales volume was much higher in every category, but this week the much higher prices brought low sales volume. The most recent outfront sales were at 653 loads, which was 353 loads lower than last week. And exports, as reported on the weekly box beef report, are predominantly muscle cuts, and they were at 603 loads, which was 261 loads lower than the previous week. 87 of those export loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 516 loads were shipped overseas. Taking a look at the primal cuts, the choice loin, chuck, and round primal cuts were $3 to $4 higher, and the rib was $5 higher. The cow cutout was $1.27 higher, and those 90% trimmings were $1.03 higher last Friday. The cow cutout was $228.44, and the select cutout was $245.57 on Friday, widening the spread to about $17, which is the widest it's been in quite some time. The latest report on imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for February 21st showed the week we imported 18,534 metric tons of fresh beef, which is down about 3,500 metric tons, but still equates to almost 41 million pounds imported for that one week. Year-to-date, for the first 8 weeks of this year, we are running 61% higher fresh beef imports than last year, and Australia is up 122%, providing the biggest individual chunk of the imports, and New Zealand is up 48%, and they are the second largest country. Year-to-date, we have increased our imports of approximately 145 million pounds for the first 8 weeks. Taking a look at the finished cattle trade, the live prices were steady to $1 lower, and those dress prices were mostly steady at $2.54. The 5-area weighted average live price for steers was $158.44 with 17,000 head volume, and that compared to $159.43. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle was 5 pounds lower at 1,289 pounds, but was still 33 pounds heavier than last year, which was 1256. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending February 14th was 3 pounds lower at 881 pounds. However, it is still 19 pounds above the previous year, which was 862 pounds last year, and the 5-year average was only 850 pounds. The choice select spread ended the week about $2.01, which would be a roughly 50 cents lower than the previous week. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.